Welcome to the Flat at Home Show, your active source for real estate information, education, and inspiration. Happy weekend, you fellow flathead friends. Man, it's been beautiful out there, hasn't it? I mean, again, I ask this every time, Matt. Are we enjoying this hills? Are we getting up there, getting some skiing in? Friends, if you're new to the Valley, which apparently there's quite a few of you, and you find yourself stuck in the gray of February, get on the hill. Just get up there. Get up above the clouds. Man, you'll feel rejuvenated. We're really, really blessed to have two hills, two great hills. Interestingly, at approximately the same height. So typically you have around the same snow on both of those. Maybe one of them is a little windier. Maybe one of them is a little bit bigger. However, it's all good because we have two of them. So anyways, hey, I've got a really, really action-packed show for you this weekend. I want to thank my great sponsors, and I also want to announce, dun-dun-dun, a new sponsor. So by the way, before I get into this, friends, by the way, Matt, did you know that this is our fifth year? Yeah, I think I misspoke a few episodes ago when I said, I think we're in our third year. Time is flying by. Thanks to my friends at Facebook and that little memory feature, I became aware that, wow, it was 5 years ago this month that the Flathead Home Show was born. And I love this because this was an idea born out of a couple people putting their heads together and then bringing me to the table saying, you know, can you do this? And I said, of course I can. This would be wonderful. And really what it was we used to have a real estate show that wasn't local, although it was good, it just wasn't local. And we were asking the question, can we bring a good real estate show to the Flathead and let it be of local content? So yes, here we are. And that being said, I want to thank my great sponsors, All About You Wellness and Aesthetics, Montana Basement Solutions, solving your water and mold problems for good, and my newest sponsor to the Flat at Home Show, yours truly, Justin and Zena Meche with Keller Williams Realty. Yeah, I figured, let's do this thing. 5 years? I think I should jump on board with that. No, this is great because now that we're sponsoring this program, I plan on taking even greater action, which is why I opened up the show, your active source for real estate information, education, and inspiration. And that education part, and I don't want you to think like classroom, I'm going to put you in the room, we're going to slap the ruler down on the desk, we want you to sharpen your number two pencils. You know, here's your homework assignment. No. We're just going to have a conversation that really matters because I truly believe, as I share with my clients when we go home shopping or we go to list their home, I believe that the more informed that they are and the greater access to information that I can bring them creates a greater sense of relevancy and it better prepares them to make one of the most financial decisions of their lives. So that's what we do. And that's what I want to do here on the Flat at Home Show. So stay tuned to even greater, more engaging content and even more service. So we're going to pull back the curtain on that one real soon. Okay. Just a few days ago, it was earlier this week, Montana Economic Outlook Seminar occurred, and it happened right here at the Hilton Garden Inn in downtown Kalispell. Now, for those of you who aren't aware of that, this is an annual conference. It circles through the state. It's largely put on by and organized by the Bureau of Business and Economic Research right there at the U of M, Go Grizz, University of Montana, although they had some MSU guests as well. That's all good. We're playing friendly in the big sandbox. And for those of you who didn't get to make it because it was packed, I mean, that was my one complaint, the parking. It was packed. It was right there on the 7th of February. It was at the Hilton Garden Inn. Apparently in March, on the 15th, it's going to be in Miles City. And it's it already happened in Helena. So that's, and actually in Sydney, Montana, if you want to go that far, it's on March 14th. So those are looks like your last two times. However, this occurred in 9 total cities across the state. What a fantastic panel they put together. It's not really a panel. It was actually several speakers that came out. They had magnificent content. And that's what I want to share with you right now this weekend is just a quick flyover. This is content that I'll likely be referencing for several weekends, and I'd love to actually bring a really great guest to the studio real soon to discuss her contribution. And I'll go ahead and give you the spoiler alert. It was Lorraine Clarno from our own Kalispell City Chamber of Commerce. Yeah, Lorraine, the Kalispell Chamber was also one of the local sponsors of the event. So thanks to them for bringing this here. However, Lorraine did a fantastic job of illustrating business and commerce and how actually explosive and positive it is right here in Kalispell and in particular the Flathead. So I want to talk with, I'm going to reference a couple of There were several speakers, and there's two of them in particular that I'm going to reference while we have a little bit of time together this weekend, because some of this stuff won't surprise you. Some of it actually might provide clarity, okay? Yes, we get it. The Flathead blew up. How much did it blow up? You ready for this one? Let's see. Do I need to take a break yet? No, we got about a minute. So here we go. I'll give this to you. Montana, out of the 51 tracking areas, so I'm assuming they're including Puerto Rico or something like that or whatever, because I know that last I checked, there's only 50 of us, 50 states. However, out of the 51 reporting areas or measured areas, according to Fannie Mae, the home price index in Montana, they use the word skyrocketed, 68%, and I'm sorry, 54% for the whole state, making us sixth out of 51. So there's actually only five states that had home prices surge greater or at a greater rate than ours. Now, home price index is actually relevant to affordability. Okay, so naturally, the number one state with the greatest surge in HPI, home price index, actually has the greatest gap in affordability. Yeah, we're the top six because we're number six, and we feel that. I know we feel that. So we're going to continue talking about that because guess what, friends? It's still possible. Montana, a 54% change from quarter four 2019 to quarter three 2022, with Northwest and Kalispell being the most in the state. And actually, of the 882 metropolitan or surveyed areas, we're fifth. Yeah. I don't know if we're proud to be at the top of that list. We are, though. So, however, listen, it's not all doom and gloom, and it's not all high pressure cook. Okay, we can endure this. In fact, we've been here before, and we're going to talk about that right after the break. This is the Flathead Home Show. My name is Justin Mecha. Really proud to be with you for the fifth year running strong. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
This is Eric Bodine, owner of Montana Basement Solutions. Our team has worked hard over the years to earn a solid reputation in the industry in fixing and preventing water-related problems in your home. We also specialize in mold testing and remediation services, often working with top contractors, architects, and even healthcare professionals in the Valley to ensure your home is healthy and safe for you and your family. If you are building, ask your contractor if they're working with us. If you suspect a problem in your home, call us directly. Montana Basement Solutions, 871-59.
Do you have an extra 20 pounds you'd like to kiss goodbye? Are you working out and not seeing results? All About You Wellness and Aesthetics can help. We use a combination of medications, including FDA-approved semaglutide, and lifestyle changes to help get you feeling better without carrying that extra weight. Call us today to get started on your beach bod now. All About You Wellness and Aesthetics.com, 607-7759.
Welcome back. It's the Flathead Home Show. My name is Justin Mecha. This is your active source for real estate information, education, and one of my favorites, inspiration. Although we're heavily packed with information this weekend, and I know that I probably left you on a little bit of a, you know, cliffhanger on that as we ended that last segment there when I threw at you. Oh my gosh, Northwest Montana is fifth out of all those, you know, surveyed areas, and Montana is sixth out of all of the 51 reported areas. Yeah, we feel that pressure. We're not the top, although we're pretty close to the top, right? Well, listen, we had one of the speakers there is from the Bureau of Business and Economic Research at U of M. His name is Patrick Barkey, and he's the director, right? And he did a phenomenal job. In fact, he threw in a little bit of humor, and I can always appreciate that, as I imagine you can too, which is probably why you're listening to this show. So, did you know, by the way, just in case you're interested, my dream job as a child was to be a stand-up comedian, and then I realized I'm not good at it, so we're just going to stick with real estate. So anyways, couple of things I wanted to share with you, because I only have a few more minutes, and I will promise you we're gonna unpack more of this information, and I want to hear from you. Find us on The Flathead Home Show at Facebook, okay? So facebook.com, search The Flathead Home Show, easy to find us. Drop a comment, ask a question, let me know what you want to hear more of, because we're here to entertain, educate, and inspire you in this wonderful, powerful world of real estate. So, according to the EOS Economic Outlook Seminar, and by the way, economicoutlookseminar.com, if you want to check this thing out in the future. In fact, maybe we can plan a good trip there next year. That'd be awesome. Let's see. The biggest industries in Flathead County. Do you know? This was a little bit of a surprise to me. Healthcare, actually by a good mile. Healthcare is the biggest industry in the Flathead County, followed by construction, maybe not a surprise there, and then followed by, actually, surprise, government, right? So that was interesting. That one kind of got me tilting my head. I wouldn't have guessed that. Here's one that doesn't surprise me, although it's certainly worth a conversation. Housing permits in Montana from 2000 to 2022 as a trend. Now, I'm looking at the graph, and I know that you're not looking at the graph because you're driving safely and not texting, or you're sitting at home like they did in the 1950s listening to radio. That'd be strange, although I suppose it happens. They stacked, as a comparison, single-family homes and multifamily homes. So what we're talking about here are everything, you know, greater than a duplex or a townhome, which would include a tri and a quad and even a, you know, apartment complex, and then a single family home, which is, as it sounds, one door. Okay. So I guess technically maybe two, you got a back door and maybe three, a garage. Okay. Stop it, Justin. So you have, these two stacked side by side. Interestingly enough, in the year 2000, the, single family homes, the permit for single family homes drastically outnumbered multifamily homes. However, in the year 2020, late in the year 2020, the permit for multifamily units massively greater than single family units. Yes, we're talking about density because there's actually a need for it. I know that homelessness is a topic that is certainly being kicked around quite a bit, and I would like to encourage you to just, you know, continue to kick around, just kick it around friendly, okay? Because there's not a whole lot of, you're not going to gain a lot of mileage by throwing sand in people's eyes. However, yeah, it is definitely worth discussing. Is it on the rise? Is it different? Have we changed it? You know, all of these things we plan on discussing further. However, lack of housing contributes to homelessness. So I think on a grand enough scale, we're all in favor of, because yeah, most people don't favor multifamily developments as opposed to single family developments because it creates density. It creates more cars, it creates more noise, it creates potentially more problems. Although I like to flip the coin and say it also creates more neighbors, which could potentially be more pleasant. Okay. So, I mean, tomato, tomato, come on now. So typically though, yeah, we think of like, oh my gosh, they're building another apartment complex, or look at all these quads or duplexes going in, and I'd rather just see one house every 5 acres. Well, you know, you're going to have to move to Troy. Okay, so it's going out that far now. However, we saw the permits issued for multifamily units in the year 2020 drastically greater than single family units. And that's because there's a need, friends. There's a need. We're talking about it. We're putting it into action. And by the way, multifamily units actually also help create affordable housing. That's a funny word as well, too, because that was interesting. Because interestingly enough, according to this report, while employment is actually on quite a boom, like we're massively employed as a recent as quarter two of 2022 compared to every previous recording quarter, we're more employed now than we ever have been before, and our wages are higher than they ever have been before. So there's more money getting thrown around. On that note, I think it's important that we talk about how we best leverage that money to solve our own housing issue. And that is going to be a topic for a future show. My friends, what a great year it's going to be. I am very, very optimistic about the year. My name is Justin Metcha. This is the Flathead Home Show, your active source for real estate information, education, and inspiration. I'm wishing you well out there. Be safe, be kind, be well. And of course, as always, friends, welcome home.